Hey, you already know what it is, who it is, and how it's going down. You're tuned into the Grind Time Podcast, where we talk sports-specific performance training, fitness, and mindset. I'm your host, Will Papa Beckford, and my co-host, Coach George Saliba G, all right? This podcast, we started this podcast not for just generally to build a podcast, but it was for our young athletes, right? So we wanted to always be able to reach out to the older athletes, you know, after they go to college, and then give them, you know, have the older athletes come back in and kind of give the kids a description on how it is in college, their first semester, second semester, wherever they are in their college careers. So we always look to bring the guys back. And this is one of our guys, Division I baseball player. We're going to introduce him. Well, actually, I'm going to allow him to introduce himself. Introduce yourself, my brother.
All right. I'm Mike Murray. I'm a Division I pitcher at Hofstra University, Division I school up in Long Island in the Colonial Athletic Conference.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you was here a while before you actually went to college. First and foremost, I want to, at least before we finish the podcast, is there anything you took from training here and being around myself and George and the other trainers here that kind of prepared you or gave you somewhat of a leg up when you went to college?
Definitely. The lifts are very similar. So, like, you got your basic lifts, like the bench, deadlift, squat.
Right.
So those kind of prepare you for the college level.
Okay.
The only difference is you're training with 37 dudes that's been there.
Right.
So
right.
That's probably the biggest difference. Like, it prepared you, but at the same time, it was a little different because now you're doing it with 37 dudes that are trying to either beat you out for a spot.
That's key, bro. So
it's the competition.
Yeah, not to cut you off, you're 100% right. It's different. You know, here we have, you know, different types of athletes, different sports, and they're competing in a sense. But it's different when you're at, you know, that program, and now you're competing with guys. You came in and you're a freshman. You probably got another five or six freshmen in the same position, as well as the older classmen that's in the same position. And your job is to go in and pretty much outplay everybody, right? I was in college. Yeah, you guys know I played ball in college. But I remember going into college as a freshman and actually looking around, because when you're a freshman and you come in and you really don't know what to expect, you always sizing yourself up against everybody that's there. So you got the freshman that's coming in that's in the same position, so you got to size yourself up with them. You're watching them. Then you got the older guys that's playing the same position, and you're sizing yourself up, and you got to compare, you pretty much comparing yourself to them. So it can get kind of stressful, man, because you're always on eggshells, because you got to make sure your performance is stellar day in and day out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the biggest difference between high school and college. Like, in high school, like at Watchung Hills, like, you were the guy.
Right.
Like, no matter how bad or whatever you played, like, you were still the guy.
Right.
Then once I got to college and, like, I kind of looked around, whether it was baseball-wise or lifting-wise, I was like, damn, like, everyone's as good as me. So, like, and then I thought to myself, like, what am I going to do to separate myself? Like, what am I going to do to get the coach's attention? So that was the biggest difference for me, trying to learn, like, where I fit in and learn how I could get myself better to be the guy there too.
Right. And that's a key component, man, when coming into college, because, you know, you don't want to overthink things, right? But you also don't want to underthink things as well, right? And going in and kind of allowing yourself to continuously perform at the optimal level is one of those things. And you want to kind of fit in that sweet spot, right? You don't want to be too overbearing, but you also don't want to be the guy that's in the cut. You know what I mean? When everybody's getting it done, it's like, okay, I'm getting it done, but I'm over here. You want to actually be in the midst of the action, getting it done and getting your name known out there. So it's very, like, that's a key portion when going into college as a freshman, I think.
Yeah, I think one of the things people got to realize that they can't doubt themselves. It's the competition. You just got to work, put in the work, put in the time, even put the extra time, whether it's in the training room or in the weight room, and everything will fall in place. You know, avoid from doubting yourself.
That's a fact. That's a fact, brother. So next question. So Give us a description of your first semester, in college as a college athlete, student athlete. Yeah.
So first semester, it's hard getting used to everything. Where you're lifting at 5:30 in the morning, then you have class 8 to 11, then you go to the field to throw a bullpen,
right?
Back to class, and then you got practice 3 to 6:30. But as a freshman, you know, like they pretty much all Division I programs and even D2, D3 schools, they make you do mandatory study hall. So then right after 6:30 practice, you're shooting right over the study hall from 7 to 9.
Absolutely. I remember, so bro.
You're moving all day. You sit down at 9:30 and you're like, I'm ready for bed.
Right.
Like you're exhausted. But right. Like you still got to do schoolwork. You still got to stay on top of everything. So probably the toughest part of the semester was just time management and just making sure you get everything done.
I know, and this is something out of the blue that wasn't a question that I had to ask, but give people give the regular students at the school an idea of a real misconception they have towards student athletes.
Well, I know they think, like, we get more than we deserve a lot.
Right.
Where, like, maybe we'll get off with a teacher a little easier because maybe we're traveling or we got practice, but like they also don't understand the time we're putting in. Like they're probably have class and then what, they hang out in their dorms with their friends.
Right.
Where we're just constantly moving and like we're doing it because we love the sport and we do it because we want to get somewhere with it.
Right. And absolutely. And we have an obligation, right? We're obligated to go in to college and put in the time. So we still have to perform like a regular student. Even though we have half the time, right? Absolutely. So you know, I had a conversation with my wife's young cousins over Christmas break, and they was talking like, yeah, you know, the athletes have it easy. I was like, you guys have no idea.
Absolutely not. No.
They're waking. When I was in school, we was going hard from when we got up in the morning all the way to nighttime. We went to bed, and sometimes it's 12:30, 1 o'clock through doing work and working on papers, and then you got to get up 6 o'clock in the morning and do it all over again.
No, I mean, like you could, like we don't live in like athlete dorms. Like it's technically illegal now.
Right.
So we live with a lot of non-athletes. Like we have some athletes in our dorms. Like
right.
I live in a quad, so I got four of my teammates, or me and three other teammates. Then we got other teammates downstairs. But like we'll try to like give them like an idea of like the everyday life that we mm-hmm. go through, and they just like they're like, oh, like that's not that bad, and you're just like,
they don't get it. So what do you? Let me reiterate on that. You said that's illegal to have. It's like they don't have all student athletes stand in one space.
Well, they believe it's like, at least at Hofstra, how it is. It's like they try to like get rid of that whole favoring the athletes thing. So like there is a place where a lot of athletes live.
Mm-hmm.
But we just got a new athletic director that came in and trying to, like, break that mold.
Okay.
So we live, like, the place where all the athletes live is, like, right next to the baseball field.
Right.
Which would be great.
Right.
Like, yeah. We'd be right there, but yeah. We live, like, far. Like, we live, like, 10-15 minute walk.
Oh, wow.
So, like, I mean, it's kind of stinks because we're not, like, because you're practicing all the time, it's hard to kind of get around from, mm-hmm. like, just the regular students where,
right,
like the people that live in the athlete dorm by the baseball field, they kind of, all the athletes know what each other go through.
Right.
So, absolutely, like, they're able to connect with the athletes more. And, like, the people we really hang out with are the athletes.
Right, right.
So it's been hard, like, meeting people outside of baseball. Like, it's been getting there. Like, we've been meeting people as best we can, but like just being away from them, it's been tough.
It's tough. It is tough, bro. It's hard. Like when you're when you're working out and you going through, not working out, but when you're in school and you're in the thick of things, it's pretty much gonna be you and your baseball brothers. But it's just that's just how it is. You have guys that you probably sitting in lecture halls with that, you know, you see them all the time, but you don't really have time to like really link in and be cool with them because you don't have the time, man. You just don't have the time to do it.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty big part of it too. It's like they have 6 hours to the day,
mm-hmm.
like just to hang out and meet new people, where we have maybe an hour, hour and a half once we're done with study hall to kind of get ourselves out there, which by that time we're tired and we don't want to do nothing. Yeah. We want to sit in our dorm and just hang out and then go to bed. So they don't really understand like the difference it takes for an athlete, even socially as much as physically,
right,
to kind of fit in at the school.
Give us one or two things that you didn't expect from, you know, going into play college on a Division I level, that going in, you just really had no idea that it was like that, you know, and it kind of hit you unexpected.
It's probably the workload of it all. Like, everyone's told me about the workload, but you're like, oh, like, it's 20 hours a week, including lifts, so, like, you still have time in there. But it's just, like, a matter of, like, physically, like, after the workload, like, what else do I want to do?
Right.
So, like, you do your lifts, you do your practices, and then you're, like, you're just tired. And then you still have to get homework done, you got to test, you got to study. And, like, you're so tired, you don't want to, but you just got to get yourself to do it.
Right.
So, like, that was probably the biggest thing, was the workload. And also just, if you, as an athlete, like, if you don't stay ahead of your work, like, you're done.
Yeah, you fall back, fall behind, and, yeah.
So, in the beginning of the semester, I really did well at staying ahead of my work, getting papers done early, getting homework done early, just getting everything done in a timely manner where I still had time to kind of, like, relax, hang out, meet new people. But, like, once you got in, like, those really, like, dog days of the fall.
Right.
Yeah. Where you're, like, you're so tired that you're just, like, almost paralyzed where you don't want to do nothing.
Right, right.
And, like, once you start falling behind is when you start, like, hating it and, like, doubting yourself. So, like, that's probably the biggest thing that I'd give to young athletes, too, that are committing to a college. And once they get there, is make sure you stay ahead of your work.
Absolutely. That's a good point.
Because once you fall behind on your work, it's just, it's too hard to handle.
And think about it. You don't want to be in the race on the actual mound or just in the sport of baseball, and then, you know, you're struggling in school, because that's just a double whammy, you know. And that's a lot of stress that you don't need, you know, when going and trying to compete for a spot out there. So, 100%. So, last thing, I'll let George ask the last question.
So on top of that, what are some tips that you want to kind of give the audience and young athletes who are committing to college, and give them one or two tips that are a young athlete, like a freshman or so, that's looking to get committed to a college or looking to get recruited?
I mean, it's just put the extra time in, really. Like, okay. I've always felt like I've put extra time in, and, like, when I got to school, baby, I'd show up to the field, like, a half hour early, and, like, try to get some extra work in. And, like, there's some kids there. I'll be like, how long have you been here? They're like, oh, we've been here for an hour already.
Yeah.
So you're like, right. All right, like, I was trying to get better, but these guys are even working harder than me.
Right.
So, like, that's one of the biggest things I'd say. It's just, like, there's always someone working harder. So it's that extra rep, that extra mile. Just get it done. As hard as it is, like, it pays off in the end.
100%. So when you get to the field, what would you do extra? Maybe something like, you know, advice to a pitcher out there.
As a pitcher, like, do a lot of mechanical work. So, like, we have, like, certain drills we do. Like, we do towel drills, or, like, maybe even, like, arm care, like, band work.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, like, you try to get that done, like, get it done in a timely manner then. So maybe, like, you have extra time to maybe go to study hall a little longer so you don't have to do it the next day.
Right.
Or just kind of trying to stay ahead of everything, or being able to go do your schoolwork instead of staying after. Or even if you do stay after, not have to do as much. So basically just that all ties in with the time management thing too.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
For sure. Now, what do you give advice to somebody that's, say, like, an eighth grader or a freshman that's listening to this? Do you give them, like, one or two tips that, you know, that really helped you put yourself in that position to get recruited by Hofstra?
No, I just, like, I always, you had your dream, had your goal. I always wrote down my goals.
I like that.
I always wrote down my goals. Like, my dream was to be a Division I pitcher. It always has been. And that was it. Like, I was going to do anything to get there.
Right. Yeah.
And probably the biggest thing is, like, work hard, but also make sure you're being healthy while you work hard.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because, like, me, I was getting recruited by a lot of big-name schools. I was a sophomore in high school throwing topping out 88, 89 miles an hour, which is, like, incredible. Like, I was getting recruited by some ACC schools at the time, and, like, I was just going. I didn't really take the time to kind of, like, how's my body taking this? So,
right.
Like, I was working hard, and then ended up, I got bicep tendonitis. Those schools fell off, and you really got to reinvent yourself. So, that's probably the hardest part of the recruiting process, too, is, like, you're working hard to get there, but at the same time, like, you got to kind of do what's best for you. So, like, make sure you do your mobility work. I know you guys do a lot of mobility work here after training here. Doing your mobility work, staying loose, foam rolling, all that stuff. Make sure you get that done, because once you get hurt and you see kind of those opportunities fall, it's just, it's painful.
Right, absolutely. Right.
But I'm lucky enough where I'm at a program that I love. I love all the coaches. I love the guys I play with.
Yeah, everything happens
for
a reason.
So everything happened for a reason in the end.
And when you work hard like that, man, you always fall in position. You know what I'm saying? When you put that work in, the situation may not be ideal in the beginning, but it always falls in place and it becomes an ideal situation for you as long as you keep grinding and keep putting that work in. So
yeah, absolutely. The two takeaways, number one, and I'm actually preaching this year, is writing down your goals.
Yeah.
Because once you write it down, you're a little bit more committed than just saying it in your mind. And number two is staying healthy, whether it's, you know, going to the, you know, a doctor, a special doctor to check out your joints, or going to the training room a little bit more often than everybody.
Right.
But that's another way to put in a little bit more extra time than all your teammates.
Because
to stay healthy.
I'm telling you, man, I wish, like, that advice he just gave, I wish I'd had that same advice in college.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, when you go into college, man, you know, we all try to stay away from the training room. You know what I'm saying?
Always. Oh my.
Everybody try to stay away from the training room. But not knowing and not understanding that just being in the training room, you know, kind of, you know, devoting a little bit more time to the training room and the trainers and doing the mobility work and being in a cold tub and, you know, and making sure that you stay on top of your health. That's a game changer, man.
Absolutely.
You know, that's a game changer. They can start finding things before they become bigger issues, you know. So I would say definitely, man, don't be a stranger to the training room, you know. Go in. You know, they should be tired of you. My, what the hell you doing in here, man? I'm good. I'm coming in to do some mobility work. I'm coming in to do a little foam rolling, myofascial soft tissue massage.
Absolutely.
You know, cold tub.
I just want to add to that, because when I worked in the training room, you know, there was those guys who actually excelled to the professional level. What did they do? They came in. I used to stretch them every day before practice.
Yeah, exactly.
The same muscles that, you know, maybe that bothered them. Like you said, cold tub, even the hot tub, even a heating pad. So for Mike, he would probably heat up his shoulders before he goes out to the bullpen.
Right.
You know, these are the things that you want to think about. You know, mobility work, obviously, is one of them. Getting your ankles taped.
Exactly.
For those athletes that need that. Those are some examples that you could take home with you right now.
Yeah, no doubt.
And do it.
Yeah, I mean, the one big thing was, like, when I got hurt, like, I would kind of ignore it. So, like, my biceps started feeling a little funky.
That's athlete. Like, that's a high level.
I was
high
like, no, I'm all right. Like, because you don't want to, like, your coach to find out, and then he's, like, all worried about you getting hurt. But, like, if you're getting in there and just getting it worked on and just getting it out of the way, like, you're going to be all right.
Yeah, 100%.
Where even as, like, they were asking me about being a freshman in college and what to expect, like, don't be scared.
Right.
Don't be scared to do that stuff.
Right.
Because I was scared to do it at first, but, like, once you do it that first time, you're like, it's just like high school.
Yeah, no, 100%.
Yeah. Like, you just do it. Like, do it for your own health. Do it for yourself. Do it make sure you're good and to get better, and it'll all be all right.
Because those small things can become huge things, you know. It's something that you could have took care of 2 weeks ago with a little massage, a little stretching, can become a thing that sits you out for the rest of the season. So, you know, those small things, and even if you don't have issues or, you know, just, you know, find your way in there and start doing the extra work in there as well. It's nothing to go in the training room and spend an extra 5 minutes just getting some extra stretching or getting some extra work done, you know. Listen, man, I want to thank my boy, Mike Murray.
Absolutely.
All right. Give him your Instagram again.
At Mike_Murray29.
There we go. Also, man, you can find this actual podcast on grindtimefitness.com. And if you're looking for sports-specific performance training, if you're looking for combine prep, if you're looking for weight loss, then go to grindtimefitness.com, drop us a line, and we'll get back with you as soon as possible.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, put your information in. We give one free session. Come in, we'll assess you. We'll tell you definitely what you need and what you don't need. And that's definitely a big start of your fitness journey.
Definitely, man. So we appreciate you guys for tuning in. We appreciate my guy, Mike Merriman. Good luck on this season. Appreciate my guy, George. Call him Coach Saliba G, or can call him DJ Sheik. and, yeah, man, we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace.